Let's win this game. Skol Vikings, honor your name.
The Mighty 790 and 104.7 KFGO. Good morning. KFGO time is 7:45. It's 21 degrees in the metro. It's the 14th today. The Minnesota Vikings undoubtedly played the game of the year in the National Football League yesterday, beating the Buffalo Bills in overtime with a walk-off interception by Patrick Peterson. It was a great day for Viking fans. Joining us on the line today to talk a little bit about it is Eric Thompson from the Daily Norseman. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. Can I just laugh for about 15 minutes during this segment? Because that's all I really got left, I think, after yesterday. That was an absolutely incredible game. No matter how it ended, of course, it ended in the Vikings' favor, but that was an instant classic. That is going to be talked about for years to come.
That was the game of the year, wasn't it, yesterday?
Absolutely. Like, there's nothing that has even come close. And there have been a lot of really close games, especially played by the Vikings. I mean, it's come down to the wire almost every game of this seven-game win streak, but this was above and beyond. With coming down from two touchdowns down in one of the toughest stadiums to play in, and how they came back and how they scored their touchdowns and how they barely held on in overtime it's still unbelievable a day later.
It really is, Eric. This is the kind of stuff that usually happens to the Vikes, not what they do to other people. This is clearly a different season. O'Connell has really been a great coach for these guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of all you can point to right now, right? Because this is the Vikings have a decades-long history of grasping defeat from the jaws of victory, and they keep on pulling out these wins now. This team is not perfect by any means, and everyone in the locker room will tell you as much, but the way that they keep on pulling this out, it just can't be a coincidence. I mean, you know, for 7 weeks they've been saying it's not sustainable, and they've been sustaining it for 7 weeks. Who knows how this season is going to finish? There's still a lot of things they have to clean up, but right now it just seems like a really special ride.
Eric, this is maybe sour grapes, and we should just take the win and walk away. However, reviewing the ball game, how that receiver for the Buffalo Bills caught that pass on the 20-yard line, and it was not reversed. The call wasn't reversed. It wasn't even checked. How does that happen?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's in one thing, you know, that's probably like the 25th craziest thing that happened yesterday, and that could have been the complete turning point. Yeah, because that's how the Bills tied up at the end of regulation. And, of course, that would have robbed us of 48 other things. But, yeah, it's really the refereeing. There were some interesting decisions, even in retrospect. And, yes, again, you don't want to be sour grapes, and you'll take the win however you can get it. But that seemed like a pretty easy one that the booth should have reviewed. And credit to the Bills. They hustled up there because I think they knew they got it away with it on the sideline there. But there were several questionable decisions. It started from Eric Kendricks' quote-unquote horse collar tackle, where I don't think his hand was really towards the top of the jersey. It looked bad live, but then on the replay it was there. And, yeah, there were a couple instances where T.J. Hockenson was being held, and then he got called for the offensive pass interference and wasn't called the other way. But, again, it was I still can't believe anything that happened yesterday, and the refereeing is probably part of it.
You know, when the Vikes didn't make that touchdown with fourth and an inch to go, I really thought it was over, and the football gods just smiled on these guys yesterday. Again, stuff that usually happens to the Vikes, they're doing to other people. Let's take a step back. By the way, Eric Thompson from the Daily Norseman is joining us. Eric, all of a sudden, it just seemed like all of a sudden to me anyway, last week, national media, ESPN, NFL channel, blah, 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 all start talking about how the Vikes are 7-1, but are they for real? It almost became a national talking point on all the big sports shows. Did the Minnesota Vikings show they can play with the big boys yesterday?
Yes, absolutely. And again, the outcome is great, and the 8-1 is great. But even if they had lost that game, even if they don't get the miracle fumble on the goal line where they take the lead with 41 seconds left, and even if the Bills actually go down and score a touchdown in overtime, they proved that they could hang. Because again, it was the classic start with a great touchdown on the opening drive, and then have that huge lull in the second and third, or well, mostly in the second quarter yesterday. But again, if that's something that the Vikings clean up, watch out. But they fought back. If this is the 2021 version of the Vikings, they would have rolled over that 24-10 deficit. That would have been it. That would have been the end of the game. It would have been really tough to watch. But this team has proven over and over again over the last 2 months that they are never out of it, and they just keep on fighting. So, yeah, they're definitely legit. Again, they're not a perfect team, and they could, you know, this magical run could end at any time. But there's still lots of room for improvement too. This team can get better. Yes. That's the scary thing. They're 8-1. They're running away with the NFC North. And if they can get better, watch out. This team could be built for it. Again, who knows with the NFL and especially with the Vikings this year, but it feels special right now.
Eric Thompson from Daily Norseman joining us today. On the way out of here, Eric, the last couple of years, no one's been tougher around here on Kirk Cousins than me. There's been a lot of people that have been. He just didn't seem to be the guy that had the it factor. Couldn't bring your team back and win. He seems to be a different guy this year. What's the difference?
Yep, and I sent a tweet about saying as much last night. It was, you know, it looked like Kurt. You know, that was when bad Kirk Cousins would show up after that second interception where he basically threw it right to the Bills defender because he thought he had a wide receiver open on the side. It's like, okay, he turned into a pumpkin again. But no, he fought back. He is different this year. In previous seasons, a bad pick like that would just completely crater him for the game. But this Kirko Chains, Kirko Thuggins, I think the announcer kept on calling him last night.
Yes.
He's different, and I really think that starts at the top. It starts with his coaching staff. The Vikings are not playing afraid to make mistakes. They're going to make mistakes, but how they're bouncing back, and especially with Kirk Cousins, this is not his greatest statistical season. He's kind of worse in most stats. But again, this team, and it starts at the quarterback and the coaching staff, they just never give up. And Cousins made some gigantic throws. Of course, when you're throwing to number 18, that's always great. Wow. But Cousins made some amazing throws down the stretch. And without those throws, they don't come back and win.
There it is. Eric Thompson from the Daily Norseman joining us today, recapping that big Viking win, the game of the year in the National Football League yesterday with an overtime victory over the Buffalo Bills. Eric, what a thrill to always get to have the opportunity to have you on the air. Thank you so much. Hope it's a great week.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Eric.